Blog Talk Radio.
I told you so. We are the ones. Yeah, 'cause Pac did a lot more for me than Barack. Salute. Afraid to lose everything we got. Nah, 'cause all we really got is our words. Just words. The pen is greater than the sword. La da 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 da.
By the people. For the people, seem like you only look out for your sort of people. I look around, it's more evil, gotta see it in me. You see, every day we closer to that funeral. Every day a struggle, but the struggle's still beautiful. And doctors don't got patience for their patients, so they just send them to that pharmaceutical. We tell them that they need drugs, but I know that they need love. I ain't scared of that water violence, the thing I'm more terrified of. I wanna snatch a generation out of apathy. Gotta do that now for this voice grow out of reach. And what we feeding people, that's a tragedy. So what you want, the chemicals and calories. Nobody taught us how to eat. Mama gone working 60-hour weeks. What's for dinner? Well, what's quicker and cheap? You got remote pants, you'll be raised by the TV. My mama worked a night shift, still made it out to every single game. Well, my father said at home, I promise when I have my own, that we will never be the same. Vendetta.
I told you. We are the ones.
We are the ones.
Yeah.
We are the ones.
'Cause I did a lot more for me than Barack.
That's
look. La 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 la.
Look, Mr. or Mrs. Government official, we just won't listen. You can't relate to how we live in from where you're sitting. That's why the artist got more influence than the politician. It's my generation. We know the news never tell the truth, so we go to Twitter for our information. It's so fast, y'all seem slow to us. By the time you print it tomorrow, it's old to us. We are the ones that you used to be. Brave idealists with a dream and went corrupted by the cream, yeah. This pen is not for sale, they nickel and diamond. We still throwing quarters in a wishing well. And I know you can't imagine losing the lifestyle that you're so used to having. And yo, we still make decisions for the fact that they're awesome, not just for the profit margin. Hold up, how I'm talking. I got excess, others got need. I gotta answer to God for all of these sneaks. I got 100 pairs, but only 2 feet. God forgive me, y'all been thinking about me, We point fingers at people who sin different, skin different, but the same color we bleed. You wanna know the real problem in America? Always has been and it always will be me. If you had any other answer, you've been deceived. We've been looking for salvation and education, money, leaders, and policies. But we got a bigger need. We got a sin that we inherited. We divide ourselves by class, skin, color, and our heritage. Will I create a bankrupt to heaven so that we could all be there with us, brothers and sisters?
I told you so. I told you. We are. La 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 la. Not afraid to lose everything we got. Nah, 'cause all we really got is word. The pen is greater than the sword. La 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 la.
I got action in the place to be, you know what I'm saying? That Reeves 1-2, you know it's all good. Revolution one time. You know how Rev do it. Bones. Bones. That's my engineer if y'all ain't know. We in the hollows, baby. Ain't nothing going on but the revolution.
revolution rap song. Young G in the zone, riding, feeling good, contemplating on this real level. Still trusting in the Lord, man, that's what I tell him. Reminiscing on the days like way back when. Watch the memories fade, name the time for friends. Like my little brother Javon Tate, rap on the runway. Music about to take off, and that's what some say. I'll add my brother twin, tell them what I'm going through. Struggle, what we going through, red, what you going through. I'ma keep it prayed up, laid back. Matter of fact, facts matter, do it real, how you feel? Tell them in the church house, tell them on the block. Knowing time flies, ain't no wings on the clock, just watch. Never trust Judas and your boy been through it. Man, you know how Rev do it. Day. Cruise around the way, no sign of the rain. Vibe still real, tell my people how I feel. So my young G and OG's living life shit. Ain't nothing wrong with a green thumb, dude. Come through, I'ma show them what you've been through. I tell it like it is, see the smile of my kids. Even though the trial's coming, gotta get it how you live. Keep the Lord first, like the verse in the song. Like the hearse in the storm, never outweigh the song. This is how I kick it, dick it up, all black, fat chrome. For the morning of the prophecy's back. Now, back to the track, no religion on mine. Man, we keep the faith and we live just fine. Never trust Judas and your boy been through it. Man, you know how Red do it. That I played, the equivalent of training for the talent gateway. In the balance they say, and the money and the fame. Y'all do sound lame, know the jewels in the game. D-grade women, mislead children, and you recognize the change while you ex-Earl Simmons. And I'ma keep it real to the people in the public, knowing some gon' hate it and some gon' love it. While the fake lovers hate it, we gon' still stay praying. The blind pray for, man, tell me what you saying. Never trust Judas and your boy been through it. Man, you know how Rev do it.
Don't doubt that.
Yeah. Yeah. Silence
the lamb, never. Hannibal Lecter, petition rejected. Check it, Jesus Christ is the message. And Lucifer felt so pathetic. They probably label Rev heretic. Put the truth in my music, they hate it. Christ elevated, they judge like I made it. They Judas, I will not debate it. Even the Lord and through him we conquer. But it just seemed like some looking for conscience while the lost soul out here fighting the monster. Whole house broke, folks strung on coke. Come on, call on Christ to exhaust the option. This, that hope spent seasons watching. Let's take heed, man, be the gospel. And we fall from perfect, but the trial is worth it. Please understand that the new world order is the new world slaughter. Blood of Christ on your son and your daughter. Running for the rock, but the rock gon' cry. When you gon' stop hitting folks with the lies? Suicide, homicide, when they listen to the man telling lies. Telling they books, fake motivation. Running with the Satan, still pray for him and awaken.
No question who I'm working for.
No question. When you had Christ, highlight real, still in the field. No slave with a big hat or the chain. All we do is pray God like every day. Yeshua in the name is the good flame. Inhale Lucifer in the bad one. Lightning and he fell, such a sad one. Send it one way, taking no rest for the wicked. And who the best I can hear left? Man, live fearless and know the Lord reign. Hey, and let us pray about a many things. Say to the Lord what you need to say. Yup, and your cup run up over man. What? No FEMA dance in the FEMA came. We getting out of here, raptured in the promised land. Hey, from the Father by Christ's hand. Plan A, and what it be, I know you feel me. And come and see what the Lord did with the kid. And come to know what the Lord do with you. Oh, I'm on the move like 1-2. In the Lord's army, and they can't harm me. Enemy problem, this is real gospel. And it don't cost you. Just put all your trust in the Lord like us.
No question, no question, no question.
Don't never doubt that.
No.
Give your life unto him. Repentance is the way. Opposite that, death, hell, and destruction. These are the last days of times. Meet the revolution. Signing out. Game breaker. Fifth seal. Sleepy Hollow. Comes down. Yeah.
They not ready for this one,
they not
man.
Ready.
The devil is not ready for this one, man. On 7 weeks, head above water, trying to make ends meet. How you gonna provide for your family? Working 3 jobs and it don't make sense. So you compromise your innocence, clocking at the strip to make your dividends. Seems like life has got the upper hand. You're stuck in rock bottom, but hope for you, man. Stagnant for a while, felt trapped in cages. Christ became my upper, now I can flip those pages. Turn my pain to joy, then to laughter. Brand new man, brand new start. Chapter. Devil thought he had me bound, had me captured. But Christ came in and devil's plans got altered. Born again, safe and secure at the altar. Our Father in heaven, whose plans can never falter.
Keep your hands up to the sky and bring them side to side. Let the Holy Spirit inside. Just get your hands up to the sky and glorify man. You all here to most high. If you know you got the victory in Jesus Christ, just get your hands up to the sky and let me see you just pray.
For too long, your vision is diminishing. So won't you let him in to prescribe it the best of my Savior. Lord God in mind is medicine. The way that truth for life in him depends. Genesis is where creation all began. Adam and Eve fell, became sinful beings with setbacks and plans that God had for men. Now curse was the birth for generations to come. Devil thought the war was over, thought it was won. But God kicked back and said, nah, the job ain't done. Who shall I send? Send me, said Yeshua, birth through the Virgin Mary, predestined to be a sacrifice account.
surrendering everything to God. That no matter what the devil may throw your way, no matter what plate life may serve your way, and then you will always give thanks. Why? Because you know in Christ Jesus, you have got the victory, my brothers and sisters. So, declare yourself conquerors today, baby.
Get your hands up to the sky.
Or do you need a baby food? And if I dare to tell the truth, will you say I'm rude? Will you cop an attitude? Or will you bow your head and repent, cause the Most High is calling you? Some of you just might diss me, that's what you probably do. But this is for the chosen few, who are sick and tired and wanna do just what they supposed to do. Don't you wanna be who you was meant to be, instead of a pawn in the game, your own worst enemy? Real men serve, yeah, but the cowards just waffle. Without him in my life, the consequences would be crazy and my life would just be awful. Don't let these crazy religious folks make you ever hesitate just to get it straight. This is automatic trip. This is automatic trip. This is automatic trip. I rap about the Most High, why? Cause he's trill. I just wanna let the whole world know the deal. This is automatic trill. Automatic trill. Automatic trill. This is automatic trill. I'm a menace to the so-called Illuminati. They wanna trip and put a chip inside a human body. Time for us to strike blow for the kingdom like we knew karate. So you can do Pilates, you can stack your money so high, drive a new Bugatti. But if your spirit ain't right, then it's all for nada. Time to hit on these, repent and just call on Father. You think it's cool the way you're living, but it's really not. Consequences could be fatal when the world is really hot. You were made in the image of the Creator to be something so much greater than a carbon copy imitator. Make a real decision before you end up in prison, cause the lifestyle you're living, you need to drop it like a hot potato. I know you're feeling it deep down in your spirit and your soul, and you know that you was made for more. Time to give it all to daddy, time to let it go. This is automatic trip. This is automatic trill. This is automatic trill. Rap about the Most High, why? Cause he's trill. I just wanna let the whole world know the deal. This is automatic trill. Automatic trill. Automatic trill. This is automatic trill.
Trill, this is automatic trill. Trill, this is automatic trill.
Bow your head and repent, cause the Most High is calling you.
Chapter number 5. My God and my Father. I love you so much, my Father. Why not? You knew me even before I was a toddler. Thank you for interrupting my life about 12 years ago. It was at a time when I was just chasing women and dope. If you hadn't intervened, there's no telling where I would be. I really am glad and thankful that you cared that much about me. You created the whole world for all of us. Now I must question, is it money or really in God that we trust? The world system doesn't care about justice. Too busy trying to uphold man-made laws. I'm not just talking, but I'm telling you what I see and I saw. Thank you, Father, for not letting this world be my home. I'll surely be more than happy when I'm gone. Then I'll return after you purify this earth with your fire. Please, Lord Jesus, grab me and take me higher. I love you, my God and my Father.
Thank you. But you thought we couldn't get low? Let it all go. Love righteousness, hate the wicked, that's the motto. It don't matter how you pop off or who you follow. Forget the guns you're banging and the slang language you know. Better repent your soul for all the children you hurt. Innocent lives in the dirt from your devilish work. I bring the sword to your barrow and all your wax ciphers. Deliver the gospel to the seas and all life. Put down the mob books, turn off the mafia movies. Stop the blasphemy and help your community. Ambassadors of Christ for diplomatic community. God reigns above all, what can man do to me? Truly, we need to change up and quit the frontin'. The fruit y'all producing proves it's false stunting. Money don't cut it, you trust the wrong substance. Corrupting our youngsters while people are still struggling. This is goodness, spirit you can feel it. Strong to repentance, have them praising loud when they plug in. Love for our savior, we lift them up. Have our souls set free, cause he's more than enough. This is goodness, spirit you can feel it. Strong to repentance, have them praising loud when they plug in. Love for our savior, we lift them up. Have our souls set free, cause he's more than enough. Kingdom versus kingdom, I'm so with it. I spread love to my enemy, that's how we build it. Gotta cut the masquerade, the only way to feel it. Y'all got blood on your hands, talk about you ain't did it. What you pumping in your villages, inspiring the village from your own people you stealing. Tell me how you winning in a year to wait. Devil riding shotgun grinning, cause he know it's slow genocide you committing. You motionless, even with the blocks that you bending. Let's keep it honest, Joshua is the realest. I mean the king of all kings who was freely given. Yeah, heaven on earth, that's the real vision. It ain't about kingdom advancement, we don't feel it. Everything count, no such thing as a scrimmage. Quit pretending, tell them how you really living. I mean you did it for the thriller, you got tricked in. Pinched in a tight predicament, sales at a negative increment. Bad business, them sharks still swimming. Cases still pending, no signs of ending. Cameras shut off in the darkness, dead and victimized by deception. It's hard for you to blend in, wheels unprogressively spinning. They got you tripping, you gotta get your soul right. Please don't really lend your spirit, you can feel it. Strong to repentance, have them praising loud when they plug in. Love to our savior, we lift them up. Have our soul set free, cause he's more than enough. It go Father, Son, Holy Ghost. The unit stays smashing with the real and no jokes. I stay praying for the runaways to cheat up low. The fatherless and my family feel there's no hope. I'ma walk it out with you, know it's not a pretty picture. But his love's unconditional and it always been with you. You might be bent out of shape, but don't fall for the bait. Don't believe what they say, it's never too late. You used to take this music and bust your strap to it. But we gon' switch it up and elevate your cap to it. See, a wise man told me, grow where you plan and stay in line with Jamaica as well as kingdom expansion. I'm amped with his word, pursue what I deserve. Making sharp turns, hugging on the curb. Serving is my verb, teaching everything I learn. Exercising my faith, that make my grip firm. See, I spiritually grasp everything that I need. They didn't know what they was doing when they made my king bleed. Spark the victory, and that's the creed that I plead. I'm a royalty seed, and on his word is where I feed. Do this here with ease, because I'm locked in focused. You're really not repping if your haters don't notice. I became bold with it, because my Lord got me open. Set apart from this world that I parade off the boat. This is goodness, the spirit you can feel it. Strong to repentance, have them praising loud when they plug in. Love for our savior, we lift them up. Have our soul set free, cause he's more than enough. It's his goodness and spirit, you can feel it. Strong to repentance, have them praising loud when they plug in. Love for our savior, we lift them up. Have our soul set free, cause he's more than enough.
Jesus, Jesus.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will be open shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school. But now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, ambitious rules. They're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo. They've been feeding you a script, it was delicious food. showed how you can be the master of your fate and reinvent the rules. They renamed it progress and said that it's the truth. Don't listen to the nonsense, the Christians, they're religious fools. You see, they told you what to see, and then they told you what to think, and then they put it on repeat and told you pick and choose. I know you think that we're the sheep, that you're awake and we're asleep, but listen to the way you think, you thought that it was you.
You know, honestly, I think my biggest problem is the fact that they try to couch their ignoble beliefs inside noble causes. It almost runs the pattern of just a spoonful of sugar helps their medicine go down. And I hope the people will wake up and understand that there's definitely an agenda behind these movements. Wake up.
Yeah, they try to further their agenda at the expense of your religion, and anything that's viewed offensive is quickly thrown away. And offensive really means if you think or disagree and try to buck against the team, they simply call it hate. And since the hate is so abate, they try to shame you with disgrace. You're a rebellion to your face because your God is love. And so no judging any actions of any man's carnal passions. No matter how you read the passage, you shouldn't judge. But Jesus said as a function to make righteous judgments. And so based on your assumption, you ain't heard him right. Because the love of our King is there for every human being, but you must repent and then believe to receive eternal life. So rather than war with your sin, you choose to war with him, and you may win over men, but God ain't never scared. And he ain't here to people please, so you can keep your weak critique of how if he was really meek, then he wouldn't care.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame out there. All men trying to make their own way in this world.
Yeah.
God is telling you to repent of your sins and return to Christ. And he'll forgive and wash away all of your sins. His blood can make you brand new. But you have to choose. See the guise of evolution at these learning institutions. They say that if we don't approve it, we're uneducated. And they've arrived at these conclusions in spite of all we've introduced, excluding every contribution. They underestimate us, and they're so mad at us Christians. How dare you contradict us? I've studied astrophysics and we can clearly see that in the beginning there was nothing, and from nothing there was nothing. And I've deducted from these assumptions we have everything. There's no need for a Jesus. We're rational human beings. There's no objective concept for neither good or evil. We all lie, we all cheat, we all lust, we all creep. In spite of all these awful things, we're really good people. But what you really gotta see is this is all prophecy. We call it the apostasy. Because before that faithful day must come a great fall in the way. Men departing from the faith, don't let them set you up.
Out the rips in the corridor, I let it praise off my lips, it is for the Lord. We in the times, and the times no one never fall. No matter what the circumstance, stay up in his hand. And it's the work of the Father with the master plan. Don't try to minimize the fact he gave a mercy to us. And it's the truest, I'm a minister inside the music. We just getting people, we ain't sleeping, Jesus get us through it. The heart reigns in the Lord, taking resident. Body is the temple, let the people witness. Repentance, grace, and Jesus' forgiveness, I've seen it. Love with no limit, I tell you I mean it. And just cause I rap it, you holding the judgment. We're penalized Judas, and how could you really not love it, you brethren? Step on the pearl, see you in heaven. Back to this warfare, back to this warfare. Powered by the Christ, I'm gonna kick it up a notch. He gon' show you what it is, he gon' show you what it's not. He gon' offer eternal life, he can keep you on his watch. What more can we ask for? Killing the Lucifer, I'm making it point blank. I'm making it give thanks, and I ain't deceived by the industry think tank. So tell me what you think, it's all what the words say. Hey, more than a rap hit, scripturally accurate. And in the spiritual, deliver Satan the lashes. It's deeper than rap hits, for the faith that we practice. No matter what we do, we persecute it for action. Crushing the magic, quicker than hat tricks. And look who understand it, it's the sheep of the casket. Incredibly massive, the mic of the magic. With Jesus coming back inside the fire of a passion.
Come on!
And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Revelation 21:3. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual minded.
Mic check. What's happening? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Thanks for listening. This episode, we on that hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Teaching Tuesdays, you know, hip-hop and Jesus. We on it. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Did you know your faith in God comes by you hearing his word? Did you know that your faith in God comes by you hearing his word? We also have to do what it says. Faith without works, faith without action is dead. So you have to hear what God is saying. You have to do what God is saying, right? Through his word. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. We are here to feed our faith and continue to go forward, yeah, in the Lord. Go forward into the land of milk and honey. We're going forward into the promised land. Yeah, that place where you start experiencing God being with you in all that you do. Think about it. Yeah, that place, the promised land, that place, that land flowing with milk and honey. Yeah. Where you start experiencing God being with you in all that you do. Yeah. You begin to have your prayers answered, sometimes even before they are asked. Mm-hmm. You learn to really live by faith and not by sight. And so much more. Yeah, so much more. So yeah, that's what we're doing, man. We're going forward in the Lord. And there's so much more in him. Yeah, the land of milk and honey, the promised land where you experience God being with you in all that you do. You begin to have your prayers answered, and sometimes even before they are asked, getting the prayers answered. Yeah, that land flowing with milk and honey, being in the presence of God. Yeah, you learn to live by faith, really live by faith and not by sight. Yeah. However, God being with you and you knowing that is more than enough. Yeah, God being with you and you knowing that God is with you, that's more than enough. Okay? But godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. So stop chasing stuff, okay? Having food and raiment, and having food and clothes, let us be therewith content, okay? That's 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 8, all right? The scriptures we're going to tonight, and you can go ahead and go there, and I'll meet you there in a few after we pray. Part 1 will be 2 Samuel chapter 18. Second Samuel chapter 18, still looking at the beef going on between Absalom and David, his dad. You know what I'm talking about? So Second Samuel chapter 18, we're about to start off right there, part one, for this Teaching Tuesdays, Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. All right, part two will be Jeremiah chapter 12. Part two, Jeremiah chapter 12. And part three will be Jude. Yeah, Jude. That's the last book before Revelation, Jude. So we'll be in there in this one chapter, one book, Jude. All right? Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for this broadcast. Thank you for the ones you have that's tuned in to this broadcast to hear from you, Father. Speak to our hearts. Yeah, renew our minds, Father. Renew our a right spirit within us. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, in our lives as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven. You continue to just lead us and guide us how you would have us to go on a daily basis. Let us spend time with you every day. In the name of Jesus, let us trust you more every day. Let us obey you more every day. Let us worship you and praise you more every day in the right way, in the spirit and in the truth, Father. Let us glorify you more and more every day. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for sustaining us, keeping our faith. Thank you for being the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you for being the one who tries us. You test us, bring us through the trials and tribulations of life. Thank you, Father. We wouldn't make it if it wasn't for your strength. So hallelujah, and we thank you right now. Thank you, Jesus, for it is you that we give all the glory and the praise and the honor to. Continue to have your way in our lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you for these scriptures, and you thank you for teaching us and leading us into all of your truth and giving us even more faith in you. Have your way. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Father, you are greater than any religion. Yeah, we are not to limit God down, wash God down to a religion. God is not a religion. Jesus is not a religion. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, is not a religion. And those of us who follow Christ, we are sons of God because of the Son. Excuse me. With that being said, let's go ahead and kick it off with the scriptures for this broadcast. We're going to 2 Samuel chapter number 18, part 1. 2 Samuel chapter number 18, part 1 for this Teaching Tuesdays. Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, whatever you want to call it. We on it. We on this Bible study, man. So, 2 Samuel chapter 18, and we're starting at verse number 1. Absalom is trying to overtake David in his position that God ordained him to be, and you know, but Absalom, you know, is David's son. Okay, so let's pick it up. 2 Samuel chapter number 18, verse 1. It says, and David numbered the people who were with him and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. Then David sent out one-third of the people under the hand of Joab, one-third under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and one-third under the hand of Ittai, the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I also will surely go out with you myself. He ain't just sending them. He said he going out with them. That's one thing I like about God. He don't just send us. He go out before us. He'll blaze the trail before you. He'll go out there with you, and he'll go out there, you know, behind you. Got your back, your front, your side, everything. All right, verse 3 says, but the people answered, you shall not go out. So they told David, the king, don't go out with us. For if we flee away, they will not care about us. Nor if half of us die, will they care about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us now. For you are now more help to us in the city. See that? Now, God has been doing some things to us. He has been promoting us. Now, you might have been going to look for promotion on your job. Sometimes God do it that way, but all the time he always promoting us and taking us from this level or this dimension to the next. He always revealing himself more to us, yeah, purifying our faith so we can experience him more. We can see him better. You see what I'm saying? All right? He can grow our faith in him. So the people answered, you are worth 10,000 of us now, talking to David. You worth 10,000 of us. God let us know that one of us chased 10,000 away. Yeah, one of us chased 1,000, I'm sorry. Two of us chased 10,000 away. One chased 1,000. Two put 10,000 to flight. Talking about them demons that be running because you submitting to God and resisting that devil, and he fleeing. He don't know how many ways to run away from you. You know, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. All right, so they're letting the people letting David know you're worth 10,000 of us. We're just peasants. You're a king. You are now more help to us in the city. So you stay in the city because you're more help to us in the city. Now remember when David was a king, he was blessing people. And a blessing is someone giving you something that you can benefit from. Yes, someone giving you something that you can benefit from. That's a blessing. So you're 10,000, you're worth 10,000 of us. You are now more help to us in the city. Verse 4, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 4 says, then the king said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. See how David listening? Yeah, he listening to the people too. All right? Of course, he got the authority, so if it wasn't sounding right to him, he'll do so he can override it. But you need somebody who's going to listen to the people, not just dictate to the people or, you know, guess for the people, you know what I'm saying, making, just making solutions or what have you and laws and everything for the people that affect the people, but they don't even talk to the people. Okay, that's another subject for another time. All right, we're in 2 Samuel chapter 18. Verse 4 says, then the king said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. So the king stood beside the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. Now the king had commanded Joab, Abishai, and Ittai, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom. That's still his son, right? Deal gently. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captains orders concerning Absalom. All the people heard, right? So the people went out into the field of battle against Israel. Mm-hmm. This is Israel fighting Israel. Okay. Kingdom is divided right here. And the battle was, and this is how it got, everybody was starting off, they was all on the same accord. You can see it. Joshua? They was all on one accord. Whatever God says, we're going to do it. They was all in one accord. Whatever God tell you, we going to do it. Whatever God says to you, we going to do it. Right? Hold on, I'm trying to find the exact scripture. As God was with Moses, so will he be with you. And everybody who don't listen to you, they're going to get stoned. I'm talking about they was on it. So Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord which he had done. So the people said to Joshua, the Lord our God we will serve, and his voice we will obey. So they was all one, and they agreed that we're going to obey God. He's our God. Yeah, the Lord, our God. Okay? Now, as time goes on, you got some people that still believe in God, and then you got some people that stop believing, and some people that, you know, take other parts of
other cultures and try to put it in there with the truth, and it don't work. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't put the truth in there around religions, because the truth going to outlast, and the truth is stronger than any religion. Oh, I feel like teaching now. Yes, sir. The truth is stronger than any religion. Remember, they put they took the Ark of God and they put it in the house of their gods. They were worshiping statues as their gods. And the Ark of God, you know, the presence of God, they put it in there with their little statue gods, and they woke up the next day and their statue god was on the ground. So they put their statue god up. That's who they worshiping, a god that they made and a god that they had to put back up. You see what I'm saying? So they put it back up, and the Ark of God, which represents the presence of God, was still there. They put it back up, and the next day they woke up again, and the next day it was on the ground, and it was broken this time. Yeah, the Ark of God is still standing. So you can't put the truth up in here. The truth don't belong in your religious category. We cannot look at God as a religion. You know what I'm talking about? God is the God Almighty that created everything. God is the one that's in every breath that we are breathing from the time we was born. Matter of fact, the time we were in the womb, we had to breathe in too, ain't it? Up until the time we leave this earth, that's his breath that's in us. So we should be acknowledging him in all of our ways. Okay? Now, 2 Samuel chapter number 18, verse 6 says, so the people went out into the field of battle against Israel, and the battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David, and a great slaughter of 20,000 took place there that day. So you're coming up against God's anointed one, okay, God's anointed one, and you're coming up against, you know, that's God ordained. You can't fight against God, you're going to lose. So if you continue to be about Father's business and all this opposition, the devil himself and everything else that's against you, everybody else that's against you, they're going to be sorry. Okay? Yeah, they're going to come before you one way, but they flee seven ways, right? That's what the Bible says. So the people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David, and a great slaughter of 20,000 took place there that day. Verse 8 says, for the battle there was scattered over the face of the whole countryside, and the woods devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Then Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree, and his head got caught. His head caught in the terebinth, so he was left hanging between heaven and earth. His head got caught up in between, caught up in a tree. Let's read verse 9 again. Yeah, talking about Absalom, the one who was making this, his plans and his conspiracy to attack David, his dad, who was ordained by God. So 2 Samuel chapter 18 verse 9 says, then Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule, which was under him, went on. So he's hanging by his head, right? Now, a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, I just saw Absalom hanging in a terebinth tree. So Joab said to the man who told him, you just saw him? And why did you not strike him there to the ground? I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a belt. Verse 12 says, but the man said to Joab, though I were to receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, I would not raise my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing, the king commanded you and Abishai and Ittai, saying, beware lest anyone touch the young man Absalom. Yeah, David said, deal lightly with him, right? Mm-hmm. Deal gently with him in verse 5. Verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 18 says, otherwise I would have dealt falsely against my own life, for there is nothing hidden from the king, and you yourself would have set yourself against me. Verse 14 says, then Joab said, I cannot linger with you. And he took three spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart. See that? No playing around here. He took three spears in his hand and he thrust them through Absalom's heart. Not his leg, his arm, but his heart. While he was still alive in the midst of the terebinth tree. Verse 15 says, and 10 young men who bore Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck and killed him. That's what God's going to do to your enemies. Mm-hmm. Any opposition that tries to keep your faith out of God, God going to tear them up. You just make sure you keep your faith in God. A very important lesson that I had to relearn is to live by faith and not by sight. Yeah. Live by faith and not by sight. God has to, he has to renew us sometimes. You see what I'm saying? Remember to live by faith. That means live by what you believe about God and what you know about God and what God has said. Okay? Live by that instead of what your circumstances say if they are not lined up. Yeah, live by faith even though your circumstances may not change or they may even get worse. But you are to still live by faith and not by sight. God is good. He's good all the time, for real. 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 16 says, so Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing Israel. For Joab held back the people, and they took Absalom and cast him into a large pit in the woods and laid a very large heap of stones over him. Then all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. Wow. Let's keep reading. Verse 18 says, now Absalom in his lifetime had taken and set up a pillar for himself, which is in the king's valley. For he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. He called the pillar after his own name, and to this day it is called Absalom's monument. He set it up. He didn't have a son, right, to carry his name or nothing. So he left a pillar there instead. So Absalom's monument. Verse 19, 2 Samuel chapter 18 says, then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, let me run now and take the news to the king, how the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. And you got to remember, that's what the Lord will do. God does fight for us. We have to fight the good fight of faith. So we got to fight to keep our faith in him, because Satan don't want us to keep our faith in him. And if he could take our faith out of God, then we'll miss the blessings of God. Okay? Keep your faith in God, no matter what. All right, so let me run now, take news to the king how the Lord has avenged him of his enemies. Verse 20 says, and Joab said to him, you shall not take the news this day, for you shall take the news another day. But today you shall take no news, because the king's son is dead. Then Joab said to the Cushite, go tell the king what you have seen. So the Cushite bowed himself to Joab and ran. So here's somebody else going to go tell, right? But whatever happens, he said, let me run. So he said to him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by way of the plain and outran the Cushite. Hold on. I'm sorry, I skipped something. Go back to verse 22. Verse 22 says, and Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said again to Joab, but whatever happens, please let me also run. Let me go too, after the Cushite. So Joab said, why will you run, my son, since you have no news read? Verse 23 says, but whatever happens, he said, let me run. So he said to him, run. Then Ahimaaz ran by way of the plain and outran the Cushite. So two of them was on the way. One of them got there before the other one. Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate to the wall, lifted his eyes and looked, and there was a man running alone. Verse 25 says, then the watchman cried out and told the king, and the king said, if he is alone, there is news in his mouth. If he's alone, see, he's a wise king too. If he's alone, then he got some news in his mouth. Don't tell us something. See how the news used to travel before TV? Yeah, they had to run and tell it. And he came rapidly and drew near. Verse 26 says, then the watchman saw another man running. And the watchman called the gatekeeper and said, there is another man running alone. And the king said, he also brings news. Okay. Verse 27 says, so the watchman said, I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimeas, the son of Zadok. And the king said, he is a good man and comes with good news. So Ahimeas called out and said to the king, all is well. Then he bowed down with his face to the earth before the king and said, blessed be the Lord your God. He didn't say blessed be the king right here. He said, blessed be the Lord your God. And you and I got to know that God, yeah, the Lord our God is blessed. We never have any right to be mad or curse him. Yes, he controls everything. Yes, he can turn your life and your situation around just like that. Okay? Yes, we go through suffering, but the glory, we get into that too. That's coming too. And the suffering can't compare to the glory. So, blessed be the Lord your God, verse number 28, who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against my Lord the king. Verse 29, 2 Samuel chapter 18, verse 29 says, then the king said, is the young man Absalom safe? Ahimeas answered, when Joab sent the king's servant and me, your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I did not know what it was about. And the king said, turn aside and stand here. So he turned aside and stood still. Just then, the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, there is good news, my lord the king, for the Lord has avenged you this day of all those who rose against you. See how they know who did it? They are acknowledging that God is the one that avenged you this day. God is the one that got the battle, fought the battle for you. God is the one that repaid your enemies this day. Mm-hmm. It was that day back then, but we're reading it now, so it's this day right now. We didn't even know, huh? There is good news, my Lord, for the Lord has avenged you this day of all those who rose against you. Everyone who rose against you, God has repaid them this day. Mm-hmm. And the king said to the Cushite, is the young man Absalom safe? So the Cushite said, may the enemies of my lord the king and all who rise against you to do harm be like that young man. Wow. Yeah, they're not even playing around. May all who rise. I like that. So you got to take it. God was talking to David, but you reading it, God talking to you too. The word of God is living. Okay? It's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So the king said to the Cushite, is the young man Absalom safe? Remember, he cares because that's his son, but at the same time, the son was in opposition against him. Okay? So the Cushite answered, may the enemies of my lord the king and may all who rise against you to do harm be like that young man. And I want to give that to us and speak that over your life. May the enemies of yours and all who rise against you to do harm be beat down. Yeah, be put in place. May God avenge you on them. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Verse 33 says, then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said this, oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place. Oh, Absalom, my son. See, David didn't... He didn't want his son to die, even though his son's ready to kill him, trying to kill him or what have you. I'm quite sure David would have rather talked to him and reconciled some other kind of way. You see what I'm saying? Well, he was just set to kill David and take over or what have you. Getting bad advice from people and everything, man. know what I'm talking about? David, you know, really didn't have no problem. You know, he forgave him. That's his son. So, you know, like I said, he wanted to reconcile some other kind of way, but that didn't happen. Okay? Now, as long as you don't have any unforgiveness in your heart for anybody. Yeah, I know people, they do some things where it really be the devil through them doing some stuff. Okay, but you can hit Satan. You can hit Satan, but you have to make sure, you have to pray. We got to pray to make sure that we don't hate anybody. Okay, we hate evil, we hate Satan, but you can't hate people when hip-hop meets the Christ. All right, we're on this hip-hop Bible study a little, but I appreciate you tuning in. That was 2 Samuel chapter 18. All right, when we come back, we go into Jeremiah chapter 12. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. We'll be right back. Appreciate you being here.
My life, I can see I have no regrets. Yeah, I know I'm blessed. Towards the mark I pressed. Even when I had this world sitting on my chest. Y'all can have that stress, and you can keep your guilt. Yeah, I did my mess, but that was why the blood was spilt. Lord, I'm saying yes to your way and will. My past has laid the rest. Future's looking trill. Yeah, it's looking fresh. My God is so real. I see me less and less since Jesus took the will. This is a process. Character getting built. You see my progress. I deaded a lot of filth. That corroded flesh was smelling like rotted milk. I'm taking big steps. Still got a lot of flesh to kill. You know the deal. It's daily suicide. That's how we keep it real. We keep it tight. We fighting day and night. That's how we can survive. We know we died and he is by our side. We know that he forgives and that he lives. And therefore, there is no condemnation. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause it made me strong, strong, strong. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause it made me strong, even if I failed the test. Looking at my life, I can see I have no regrets. I'm on the left, hand side of the Father at his death. Don't you know I am the robber, committed theft and all sorts of other crimes, but he paid my debt. And that is why I can say I have no regrets. To regret the past is like a self-reject. We can't change the past, so yo, what does that prove? You can only keep your head up and stay on the move. Stay on your knees. My people kissing crack pipes to forget their sins. Others hang from chandeliers to cut the oxygen. Out with the pain and guilt to let the toxins in. We pass the judgment but don't know what kind of box they in. We gotta love and make sure we never lack heart. Without the Lord I could have been the one with track marks. I thank him daily for forgiveness and a fresh start. And for the strength to press on towards the mark.
Towards the mark I press, away from pain and stress. My past was laid to rest, I failed the many tests. Nailed and couldn't rest, even through it was blessed. See Christ pursued me a wretch, qualified as the best. He took me through the steps, and grace and mercy kept. Repentance daily, yes, he never failed me, no. Some days I let him go, and still he loves me so. The savior of my soul, any regrets can go. See my life is in Christ, so when I think about my past, all of the struggles and the pain and the things that I went through, I realized, man, that, you know, God's grace and mercy got me through those situations. See, God kept me through every single trial, every single test. It was just his love for me to get me to a turning point to where I return to Christ and give him my life.
See, it's a fight to grow. Some nights was living low, so trifling didn't know just which way to go. I heard he wrote a path, in ignorance I laughed. Pretty soon I crashed, failed at the pursuit of cash. I couldn't do the math, and if you add the days and all the nights I prayed, man, you would be amazed. You see, it equals grace, and I'd have seen a change. The old man's erased, the new man's in pace, and Christ leads the way. Any mistakes that I make, I'm coming faith, my character is shaped through every single trial. See, I patiently wait, cause I know that he's great, and he makes no mistakes, and see his grace just done been too good for me to let these wolves creep, come and ruin the sheep, or pull the wool over their eyes. I'm determined in this life, I'ma live it all for Christ, man, war through the pain, and to die is to gain. Christ done rescued me, man, should've been resting in flames, so I ain't playing no games. Now you can call me insane, you can say I can't, man, try to cancel my dreams, but through Christ, see, I can do all things, including visions and dreams. No regrets to sing, devil got no debts to bring, and even the doubt he slings, cast out in the name of the King. And everything that I do, you see, I do in his name. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause see, it made me strong, yeah, it made me strong. Like David in the Psalms, I'ma carry on. If I could take it back, I wouldn't take it back. If I could make it right, I would have left it wrong. Cause yeah, it made me strong, yeah, it made me strong. Strong, strong, strong.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Midnight strikes, but still I keep on riding. Considered a fool, but now my enemy's hiding. Fulfilling this cap, that's how they got me trapped. But still I'm strapped, I'm putting my Jesus on the map. Now when I was young, I thought I had it hard. My mama worked two jobs, that's to support us all. I never had many things, but still I rolled out. And as my times got tough, my Jesus showed out. But still I wanted much more, I knew I had a dream. So as I kept on growing, I lost my will it seemed. Now I'm a man in the streets, protected by the hood. Since I've been putting in work, they say it's all good. A demon had my flesh, so I became a beast. But now I'm locked in the cell, the screaming never ceased. I'm living this life that has to die today. So when you cross my path, you better know to pray. A soldier for God, a servant for the cause. Prepared to lose my life for Jesus' better scars. Midnight strikes, but still I keep on riding. 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 Crashing and falling, my homies think they ballin'. But now you run from the cops, there's no more color calling. You wondering why your girl don't take the call. She must've knew what was coming, she must've seen she fall. Now you mad at the world, again you let it down. But how you talk to your cellie, you think you had it all. Now the shoes on your feet don't cost a brother much. But how you lay down your game, you're trafficked by the bus. Now visitation is Sunday, your mama starts to cry. She tell you trust in Jesus, the Lord can make it right. She's holding your hand, you feel your mama's pain. You kiss her soft on the cheek, your tears they leave a stain. Visitation is over, you hate to see her go. You hug her one more time, the love is starts to flow. Jesus is real, my homie, here's the deal. So as you journey through life, make sure your faith is sealed. Midnight strikes, but still I keep on riding. 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 Visions and dreams, I'm lying in my cell. My quest to leap in the penitentiary, tell me how I fail. Tonight I toss and I turn, shed tears that easily burn. But still I'm locked in my heart, cause will I ever learn? Much love for my hood, my homies rest in peace. But for my daughter Shayelle, whom I may never see. So day after day, we strive to make this change. But if the system don't change, then we remain the same. Psychotic thoughts followed by wicked dreams. My pillow wet from the tears, arisen from the steam. Heat from hell, so paranoid can't stand the smell. He killed the telly last night, see, cause he thought he'd tell of his plans to escape, but still I'm left entwined. My head's too hurt from these visions, I think I lost my mind. With blood on my hand, I think I'm getting sick. But still we murdering, murder is just the devil's tricks. My daughter's calling my name, said dad is coming home. I wake up shackled and sweating, my daughter's voice is gone. Midnight strikes, but still I keep on riding.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't stop just because the clock turned midnight. You know what I'm talking about? We keep on riding with our faith in God. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. We in the building. We on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, Teaching Tuesday. You know, when we take this word of God and we get into it, we feed our faith. You know what I'm talking about? We grow. And we hear from God, because sometimes we come to God because we want to hear from him. We don't know what's the next move or what we need to do next. And he come right on through and let us know. So it's good to be, you know, in his word, to be seeking him with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength, man. Loving him with it. All right. Then learning to love our neighbor as ourselves. All right. Second part, we ready. Part one was 2 Samuel chapter 18. We just read that. Part two, let's get it. Jeremiah chapter 12. Let's go. Jeremiah chapter number 12. Let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. Yeah, we on this Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, where we feed our faith. Yeah, we feed our faith in God. You know what I'm talking about? With his word. And we realize that the success is, well, Jesus already finished it. And in order for it to work for us, all right, we must hear what the word of God is saying, and we must do what it's saying. Okay? For sure. Submit to God, something you can do. Resist the devil, something you can do. Make him flee, all right? So, where are we at? Jeremiah chapter number 12, and we're starting at verse number 1. Jeremiah chapter 12. Verse number 1 says, righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you about your judgments. Righteous are you, O Lord. I'm letting you know from the get-go. That's how we have to do, even though we know God and we get to know him personally and everything like that. Don't ever get like Lucifer and think you're going to be equal to God. You still have to honor God, show respect, even with Jeremiah. See? Righteous are you, O Lord. You're righteous. When I plead with you, yet let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Yeah, we be asking that too. Why them wicked folk be all rich? Why them wicked folk get to enjoy earth, right? Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously, so deceitfully? Why are they so happy? You have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. Why are they the ones experiencing the goodness on the earth? The wicked ones, right? They got you in their mouth, but you're not in their mind, okay? They're on that religious stuff. Verse 3 says, but you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me, and you have tested my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter. And prepare them for the day of slaughter. See, this don't sound like very Christian-like, but this sounds very godly. Yeah, this don't sound very Christian-y, but this sounds very godly. See, you got to sound, you got to decide who allegiance you on. You gonna represent God and, you know, believe what this Bible say, or are you gonna be up here with man and be all fake and phony like most of these Christians? See, I heard another preacher say it. They already heard the Holy Spirit let me know. But I heard another preacher say it like this. He said, man, yeah, we going by a nickname. He said, yeah, the nickname Christian. Yeah, he said, yeah, Jesus didn't call us Christians. He said that we going by a nickname. That's what your enemies, the outsiders, called you Christians, right? And we going to run with that identification. See, we need to get our identification from the word of God. But yes, it's coming down to the point where you gonna have to, what is your allegiance? Show your allegiance, pledge your allegiance, and I ain't talking about to no flag. You gonna either have to pledge your allegiance choose that you're going to be, you know, pledge your allegiance to man and what man is doing, humans are doing, or are you going to be pledging your allegiance to God? And guess what? You can't do both. That's very Christian-y, right? Now, we read earlier that Absalom got hit in the heart with three spears. Three spears, man, on purpose. That's how God handles your enemies. This is not that Christian stuff. Get slapped on this cheek, get slapped on that cheek, get slapped on this cheek again, get slapped on that cheek again, get slapped and get slapped and keep getting slapped and keep getting slapped. And then you want to swing on somebody, but you don't even swing on Satan. Uh-oh. Yeah, I done been to some of these churches, and that's what they do. Some of these folk that say they following Jesus, they won't swing on Satan, but they took a swing at me. I'm not your enemy. Satan is your enemy. I hate Satan, too. Why are you swinging on me? But that's your carnal head, right? That's let them be carnal. And you continue to live by faith and not by sight. We in Jeremiah chapter 12, verse number, let's go back to verse 3. But you, O Lord, know me. You know me. See, he talking to God. You know me, God, and he talking right. He, God, you beat me up. I'm this, I'm that, I'm doing this for you, and you doing it. Mm-mm. But you, O Lord, you know me. Yeah, sometimes it get like that now. You have seen me, so we need to get like this. And you have tested my heart toward you. You seen me, you tested me. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. He ain't praying for no mercy on them or nothing. He's saying slaughter them. Verse 4 says, how long will the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither? The beasts and birds are consumed for the wickedness of those who dwell there, because they said he will not see our final end. Now, God ain't forgot about your end. People, the wicked folks, they forget about their end. That's why they continue to behave wickedly, right? But let's go. Verse 5, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, got you tired, then how can you contend with horses? If you ran with the ones on foot and they made you tired, then how are you going to contend? How are you going to fight with the horses who get turned on by the battle? I'm talking about horses speed up. When the closer and closer they get to battle, they speed up, they running hard. They get turned on, they amped up because of the battle. Now, if you couldn't handle the foot soldiers and they made you tired, how are you going to continue with these horses, right? And if the land of peace, and if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the floodplain of the Jordan? If you had in the land of peace, you let these folk take your peace and weary you, but you in the land of peace now, but you let them take your peace, then how will you do when in the floodplain when you're really going through something? How you going to handle that? This is getting good. Verse 6 says, for even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yeah, they have dealt falsely with you. They violated your trust. They violated their allegiance. Yeah, they're untrustworthy, treacherously. Even your brothers, those ones that's supposed to be close to your brothers, right? Even your brothers, okay, for your ladies, your sisters then. But the one that's close enough to be your brothers, right? But even your brothers, the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously, untrustworthy, insecure, right? No support, false violation. They supporting you falsely, right? Treacherous. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Do not believe them, even though they speak smooth words to you. Don't believe those lies, even though they speaking those smooth words. So you got to watch those folks that brown nose you. Talking real good, but then in their heart they got evil, man. And you go by the actions. Don't go by what they saying. See, a lot of us get messed up because love believes all things. But once God show you that their mouth is just saying it and their heart is another way, then you believe what God is showing you. Verse 7 says, I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries against me. Therefore, I have hated it because it's going against me. See, God is answering Jeremiah right here. Jeremiah asked, he started off saying, why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal treacherously? So God letting them know, right here, my heritage, I have forsaken my house, I have left my heritage, I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is to me like a lion in the forest. It cries out against me, therefore I have hated it. You're going against God, right? That's why you experience the hate or the wrath of God. Mm-hmm. But God loves God. Yeah, God is love. But God can, he hates evil. He hates sin. So don't act. Get off that Christian stuff and get into this godly stuff. Verse 9 says, my heritage is to me like a speckled vulture. The vultures all around are against her. Come, assemble all the beasts of the field. Bring them to devour. I'm about to devour something. Verse 10 says, many rulers have destroyed my vineyard. They was ruling, but they destroyed God's vineyard. Look at these churches that was closed, man, and they still can't recover now. Only real ones standing. I'm telling you, we are the church. Those that know that we, who we are, okay, we are the church. It's way more than some Christianity. Many rulers have destroyed my vineyard. Yeah, ruling the church, ruling the pulpit all wrong. Destroyed God's vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot. They have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They ran. Desolate wilderness. They ran. Acting like God is not stronger than coronavirus. Well, let me let you know, let me remind you that God is stronger than the coronavirus, and God is stronger than a non-working vaccine. Uh-oh. But then, psh, burnt them. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Sick burn. Yeah, God is stronger. Yeah, they stopped that God is stronger than HIV. They stopped that God is stronger than cancer. They stopped right there. As soon as coronavirus came, they ran. I don't care what you say. I'm looking at your actions. God ain't done what you're talking about. He's looking at your actions. You're saying one thing, and you're doing something else. What Jesus said, these people honor me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they know me, but their mind is far from me. That's what Jeremiah is saying in verse 2. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind. They ain't stunned God until they get in trouble. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, people be fake and phony. So you just continue letting them be fake and phony, and you keep being thorough and real with God. So the rulers done destroyed God's vineyard. Mm. They made it desolate. Desolate, it mourns to me. Right, they made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate. Desolate, it mourns to me. Desolate means lonely. Desolate means by myself. Mm-hmm. Handling God's business by myself. He's there, though. That's why I keep going. So when you get like that, you're never alone. It don't matter who started off with you and who done left, mm-hmm, and who done fell by the wayside. Hey, you continue to be with God. Yeah, desolate. They left them desolate. They closed the church. They ran. Yeah, because they never seen coronavirus before, so they didn't know what to do. They ran. That was our time to dig in and use more faith in God than ever before. I know that's what he brought out of me. He's brought that out of me right there, right now. Okay? So the whole land is made desolate because no one takes it to heart. They're not taking it to heart and repenting. I'm talking about it was fire and it's flooding in California at the same time. I seen a dude on the news. He said, man, last week we were saying, wow, it's too dry. This week we got too much water. Like, mm-hmm. God control this. You better get your life right. Your best to get up in the kingdom. Yeah, receive Jesus today. Yeah, they tripping out here, man. And guess what? They still ain't picking up their Bibles and repenting or nothing. Okay, so be it. Let the wrath of God be on them then. Okay? No one takes it to heart. Verse 11, verse 12 says, the plunderers have come on all the desolate heights in the wilderness, for the sword of the Lord shall devour. What? The sword of the Lord shall devour. Not no coronavirus going to devour. the sword of the Lord shall devour. That's the one you need to look out for. You better make sure you ain't getting chopped up by the sword of the Lord. Yeah, because coronavirus about out of here, but the sword of the Lord ain't going nowhere, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from one end of the land to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. Why? Because you got to be in the spirit to get this. So if you're in the flesh, you ain't going to have no peace. Mm-mm. More stress to you. They don't know they can't recover. They got the supplies and everything. They short. Okay, they trying to do it. All they got to do with these little these different ports to get the stuff to people. Man, please. Yeah. Man, humans, your hands are too short to box with God. And that goes for all of us. I don't care if we was together, we still going to fall short. He's the Almighty. The only thing we can do is bow down to the one greater than us. The sword of the Lord, for the sword of the Lord shall devour from one end of the land to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. None. They have sown wheat, and wheat is good. But reapers, they reap thorns. So they sown wheat, but they reap thorns. Why? Because they went against God. They forgot God. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations, every human being that forgets God. They have sown wheat, but reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but do not profit. But be ashamed of your harvest. Yeah. Y'all can't get the harvest like the sons of God getting it. Yeah. Be ashamed of your harvest, because y'all done made the Lord angry. We pleasing God. So you be ashamed of your harvest because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Thought you could keep doing that to the Lord, and he going to keep taking it because he's long-suffering? God ain't stupid. Neither are his followers. Mm-hmm. This ain't no Christianity over here. This kingdom. You better step it up. You better recognize this royalty. We are priests and we are kings unto God by the blood of Jesus. So don't let people treat you like a peasant. Mm-hmm. Be humble, but don't let them treat you like a peasant. Thus says the Lord, verse 14, against all my evil neighbors. Mm-hmm. Thus says the Lord, against all my evil neighbors who touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit, behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. God doing it. And with God separating you, hey, let him do what he do. I'm telling you. Verse 15 says, then it shall be after I have plucked them out, and that I will return and have compassion on them and bring them back, everyone to his heritage, and everyone to his land. See how we cannot explain the mercy of God. I'm going to pluck them out. Then I'm going to come back and have mercy on them. Yes, sir. That's God. Boy, that's love. Then it shall be after I have plucked them out that I will return and have compassion on them, because he still wants people to repent. The only time we mess up is if we don't repent. And bring them back, everyone to his heritage and everyone to his land, and it shall be if they will, see, here's the if. It shall be, this is going to happen, if they will learn carefully the ways of my people. If they're going to learn carefully the ways of my people. How do we learn carefully the ways of his people? Look at the people in the Bible and how they responded to God. You got some people that responded good to God. You got some people that disobeyed. All right. So, he started off asking. He letting God know, yeah, you're right, and everything, but just let me talk to you. Let me talk to you about your judgment. Why does the wicked prosper? Why are they prospering, man? Why are those happy who deal falsely and deceitfully? Okay? But God let them know, like, and let us know, they the ones turned their back on me. And that's the wrong one. See, Tupac got a song that says, don't make enemies with me. That's the wrong one to turn your back on. What the? Why are you going to turn your back on God, the Almighty God? Really? And folks that follow Jesus, you going to do? Okay. I ain't talking about Christians. I'm talking about folks that follow Jesus, the sons of God, that really are led by the Spirit of Christ. Right? Verse 16, and it shall be if day will learn carefully the ways of my people, to swear by my name as the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal. See, Christianity, they teaching you the wrong thing. Yeah, they got the concept. I heard this prophet say it just like this. He said, Christians, they got the concept of Jesus, but they don't have the life. They don't have the revelation of him. They got the concept. What would Jesus do? They got the concept. They trying to act like, I want to be more like Jesus, and don't even read their Bible, though, cuz. See, Jesus spent time with God, and he'll shut everything off and everything down to get over here with God, his Father, and that's what we need to do. But what we got? We got too much Facebook distractions. We got too much Twitter, too much Instagram, too much YouTube out here, and whatever else app that you name. We got too many ways of us trying to get rich and carrying on, and ain't rich toward God. Oh, I feel like preaching, but it's teaching Tuesdays up in here. Know what I'm talking about? But it's the truth anyhow. Yeah. So they taught my people to swear by Baal. They taught my people this religious stuff and this traditional stuff. Okay? But if they were carefully, if they will learn carefully the ways of my people, if they really going to see how my people really act, and they really going to be like my people. You want to see a good example of God's people? Hebrews chapter 11. Excuse me. Hebrews chapter 11. That shows a great example of God's people. It even says, it's a verse in there that said that God was not ashamed to be called their God. He was not ashamed to be called their God. Some of us, this thing gonna be making God ashamed. Because as soon as God puts you through the test or through the fire, you cussing God out. Oh, my goodness. But these believed God in Hebrews 11. They believed God. They didn't even receive the promise. They saw him afar off, and they was convinced of them. And it says that they showed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And it says that God was not ashamed to be their God. And it also says the world was not worthy of them. The world wasn't worthy of them. They still was believing God like Abraham believed God. We can still do that too. Do you believe God like Abraham believed God? Abraham believed everything God said. Everything. He didn't waver. He didn't go back. He believed everything God said, and God counted that as righteousness unto Abraham. Okay? So you got to learn the ways of God's people and swear by his name, Jesus. As the Lord lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then they shall be established in the midst of my people. Yeah, they taught you to swear by Baal. That's the wrong spirit. Mm-hmm. God is not religion. Jesus is not religion. The Holy Spirit is not religion. Religion cannot save you. Only Jesus can. Yeah, the devil ain't running from no religion, but the devil running from Jesus. You better know that. But if they do not obey, okay, here we go. If they do not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says the Lord. I'm going to bring them back, okay? But if they don't listen, I'm going to pluck them up and destroy them this time. It ain't going to be no coming back. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. We on this Hip-Hop Bible study, little buddy. Hey, when we come back, we going to part 3. And that's Jude. One book, one chapter. Jude, right in front of Revelation. Right in front of Revelation. All right, so that was part 2, Jeremiah chapter 12. And we'll be right back when Hip-Hop Meets the Christ.
Yeah. Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go. You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Design the clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. You're soft as Charmin, baby, and hard as Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. Yeah.
Bizzle. Man, I'm seeing a lot. I'm trying my best to speak on it without pointing fingers. Let's go.
You got the nation listening, but what are you saying? I know you joking is high, but this ain't cards you playing. Christ be the king of the deck. No matter how far you made it, just bring some respect or I'm sure it can go how far you take it. I know your car's amazing, but your heart is basic. Design the clothes, but inside your soul is bargain basement. Your soft is Charmin, baby, and hard is Carson Daly. Just talking crazy, cause nobody's made you walk it lately. It's easy to be a soldier when ain't no wars popping. You Hollywood thugging and Grammy Award shopping. You don't live in the hood nor visit no more. Stop it. You got your tour popping. You in your Porsche Boxster. You on your porch watching while people out here dying. And you ain't even close enough by them to hear the sirens. It's them who buy your records just to hear a gang of lying. Quit claiming you banging iron, dog, if you a gangster I am. And who said if you're black, a gangster's a thing to be? These rappers trying to be Scarface, they make believe. Dog, if you over 30, it's time to be realistic. It's no way you should be 37 and still ignorant. Still sagging, still banging, and still flagging. You're still faking, this generation is still at it. I still be in the hood, it's getting real graphic. That's real blood on the concrete, them real caskets. I know that ain't your problem, but I made it mine. Not only do I know the truth, but I can make it rhyme. They knew you'd sell us out, that's why they let you boys in. They keep you eating good long as you feed the hood poison. Got you endorsing they liquor and making blunt raps. From St. Ives to Chris Dow, it always was that. They say the government gave us guns, liquor, and crack. But last time I checked, your dealer was black, and your killer was black, and his money was green. So you can read between the lines and see what I mean. See, when it comes to the hood, they have no influence. They need a middleman, a real opportunist. One of our own kind is selfish enough to do it. Inject the hood with poison for some lifestyle improvement. That's what these rappers is doing. They selling us crack. It's like the devil is back and one of his weapons is rap. They trying to merge it with rap. We know how they get down. They using our biggest rappers to make you embrace the sound. Maybe I'm tripping, no. Maybe I'm seeing things. And maybe I see some things like a need for change. Yeah. Look, y'all got too much influence to be acting foolish. I don't care if you signed up to be a role model or not. The kids gonna follow you regardless. They come with the fame. I mean, you tell them to get money, but you ain't telling them how to do it in a way they won't land them in jail or land them in the grave. And if you did live a troubled lifestyle, whether it was selling crack, pimping, whatever you had to do to get by, you know what I'm saying? I thank God that you made it out. But you telling your story like you the rule. You not the rule, you the exception to the rule. You the one happy ending out of 1,000 cats that's sitting in jail and buried up under the ground doing what you did. You that one that made it in the game and made some of yourself. So you can't tell it like if they do what you do, they gonna get what you got. And that's only to the couple cats in the game that really did what they say they did. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's negative, if I'm gonna be led down the wrong path, I'd rather it be by somebody else who went down the wrong path than somebody who knew the right path and just chose to point me down the wrong one, you feel me? But at the same time, if you've been down that wrong path and you see me going down that wrong path, you'd be a hater not to tell me to go in the other direction, you feel me? But yeah, man, turn your negative into a positive, dog. Bizzle.
Yeah, they say I'm confrontational. I want peace, just not at the cost of my silence. Speak up.
All through the hood, I keep hearing people saying
I'm supposed to die tonight. They can't destroy what they ain't built in the first place. So I'm finna ride tonight.
went from a truth seeker to truth speaker. Truth through the booth, your Bluetooth and your coupe speaker.
Yeah.
Run up in here, I cut an ear, I'm 2 Peter. I bucket fear, I chuck a spear like Lupita.
Yeah.
They love it here, I hate it here. They murder babies and pervert the children and make it here. It's getting crazy, everybody claiming they gangster here. And everybody feel it, but nobody is saying here. This car over money, so I say what I want, dawg.
Yeah.
Your favorite rapper, don't need too afraid to be broke, dawg. You lose your career pissing and folk off. But you can call black women hoes and kill all the black men that you want, dawg. And I don't care if you hate that, I could take that.
I could take
but
that.
Stop claiming you real, knowing you hate that. Sad thing is how fast you could diss a black queen and turn around and walk on eggshells for a drag queen. Bizzle, this what you wanted?
I never came for the smaller. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muscle me, dog, I say what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
World full of fake news, nothing real about it. Put their agenda in the middle and just build around it. You don't use your own brain, they gon' flip the whole thing and trick you with a headline to tell you how to feel about it. Call a man a racist, you take what he said racially. Call him homophobic, you take what he said hatefully. They label it hate, you can't even disagree tastefully. To shake the label, you switch sides, it's mind slavery. These people are evil, don't eat what the media feeding you. Deceitful and wicked, they giving you lenses to see it through. Everybody lying, nobody willing to speak the truth like the Lord said it would be. Maybe we'll see him soon.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
They tryna turn your little boy into a princess, and they ain't even gave him a chance to be a prince yet. They sick of gender telling you to let him clip his member. He can't even pick his bedtime, but he could pick his gender. They say that I ain't woke, I say they ignorant.
They ignorant.
See, I remember how the pilgrims did the Indians. Remember, they ain't just attack him, they befriended him. Gave him blankets full of diseases and ended him. Outrage, footage leaking every other week or two. So you don't see the blankets, they sneaking you. They ain't gotta squeeze at you. They feminizing your males and leading you into a lifestyle that won't allow you to reproduce. One black life gone, they'll march in the street with you. They hand you a blanket to say abortion is free for you. How else you gonna get ex-slaves to agree with you? To kill themselves, say you giving them the freedom to. Fizzle, let's wake them up.
I never came for the smoke. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. See, that really ain't what I want. If you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. You can't muzzle me, dog, I say what I want. And if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'. I really love peace, but I'm ready for the war. So if you gotta go down, then let's get it poppin'.
Got to go down, let's get it popping. And that's for real. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate y'all tuning in. We on this Hip Hop Bible Study. Little Buddy, Teaching Tuesdays. All right, let's go. Part 3, which will be Jude. So that's right in front of Revelation. Let's go, Jude. One chapter, one book. Or one book, one chapter. You know what I'm talking about? So let's get it, man. Jude. Right before Revelation, the last book before Revelation, right? Jude. And we start at verse 1 in Jude. And the introduction, why you find in Jude, in case you find it, it says, fight, exclamation point. Contend, that's another word for fight, right? Fight, contend, do battle. Yeah, we don't play. Yeah, we on this fighting stuff. We on battle. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Christians got the white flag up. Sons of God, we out here battling. We contending. We still fighting. Keep your faith in God. All right, Jude chapter number 1, because ain't nothing but one chapter, but Jude verse 1. How about that? Jude, verse 1. Says Jude, a bond servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Those who are sanctified by God the Father, no religion, your activities of God. We sanctified by God the Father, and we're preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you, to the true followers of Jesus Christ. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend or to fight earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly men, who turned the grace of our God into lewdness or lustful behavior, and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. They deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn the grace of our God into lust. Mm-hmm. They turn the grace of God into opportunities to sin instead of opportunities to repent. Okay? Verse 5 says, but I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. That's the second time he's talking about destroying something. Well, really the third since tonight, because Absalom got killed, and then he's talking about the people being destroyed if they don't obey. And then now here we go again. That he reminded us, afterward he destroyed those who did not believe. He did what? He destroyed those who did not believe. He didn't save them. He destroyed those who did not believe. How is he going to save them if they don't believe? And we be sitting up here preaching and all this. They don't even believe. And God know they don't believe. But you, well, I'm going to go ahead and preach. You can't save them. Only God can. But he destroys those that don't believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, the angels that did not want to stay in their rightful position, but left their own abode, they left their position, right? He has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Yeah, they left their position. They left their proper position. They left. Okay? But now you in chains under darkness. Verse 7 says, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. We got those, I told you earlier, we got those in the Bible that obeyed God. You got those in the Bible that disobeyed God. And you see the consequences of both. One is rewarded immensely, exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And then you got one that's crushed. Mm-hmm. Eternal damnation. All right. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh. They reject authority and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, I mean, some verses say Joshua too, right? But Moses dare not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke you. Yeah, the Lord rebuke you is what Michael, the archangel, said to the devil. He didn't accuse Satan, because Satan is the accuser, but he just said, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. That's right. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know. Whatever they don't know, they speaking evil of it. They calling people who do not have the vaccine anti-vaxxers, right? But I'm going to call them anti-Christ, okay? They call the people who don't agree with homosexuality homophobic. You know what I'm talking about? But we over here following Jesus, so we are right and y'all are wrong. So I'm going to continue to call right, right, and I'm going to continue to call wrong, wrong. I don't care what man doing and what man is saying and what they trying. I ain't studying it, okay? We need to put on the whole arm of God and stand. This right here is telling us to fight. For the good, fight the good fight of faith, man. Okay? So, it says, but these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. And my thing is, how are they still doing cancer research? They've been doing cancer research for years and years and years. And every October, they started collecting money for more cancer research. But then they came out with a coronavirus vaccine in 9 months. But then, burnt them again. And then they're trying to talk about the polio. Well, the polio, we had to take a vaccine for polio. We took a vaccine for measles. But they're not letting you know that they tested the polio vaccine before they put it on the people. They tested the measles vaccine before they put it on the people. And again, the polio vaccine stopped people from getting polio. The measles vaccine stopped people from getting measles. But the coronavirus vaccine ain't stopping nobody from getting the coronavirus. Yet, instead, they're trying a vaccine. Now, something is up with this vaccine, cuz. Didn't Colin Powell, fully vaccinated, just still die from the coronavirus, and y'all still pushing a non-working vaccine? Well, God's still letting you know, put on the whole armor of God and stand against Satan. You fighting a spiritual battle. You got a spiritual enemy. A physical vaccine ain't gonna stop Satan. A physical vaccine ain't gonna stop sin. That's the worst virus. Yeah, the worst virus that the church used to preach about. Yeah. That's the worst virus. That virus right there, worse than coronavirus. And it's three letters, one word, one syllable. Sin. Yeah. Woe to them. For they have gone in the way of Cain. Yeah. They're acting like Cain. They have run greedily in the era of Balaam. For profit. They ran and they put in, like I said, the polio vaccine was tested. The measles vaccine was tested. The coronavirus vaccine getting tested on y'all who took it. And you ain't jabbing my children either, Satan. Yeah, I know how to fight this war. I know who the enemy is. I've been trained by God for these last 20 years. Thank you, Jesus. Woe to them. They the one going in the way of Cain. You can't get mad at me because God accept my offering. You know what I'm talking about? They going in the way of Cain. They have run greedily in the era of Balaam. You know how much money they making off of them shots and stuff? That's why they pushing it. They getting paid. You know it ain't. You know it's about money. They getting paid, cuz. And then you going to let them do it because they gave you a little money? They gave you a little stimulus check? Oh, okay. All right. All right. Woe to them. But they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the era of Balaam for profit. Yeah, that's what they doing. And perished in the rebellion of Korah. Because they can't repent. They won't repent. So it's going to get to the point where they can't. They're going to start calling out to the rocks to fall on them instead of calling out to the rock, Jesus. Jude verse 12 says, these are spots. They spots in your love feast. All those churches, you should have known all those churches wasn't real. I knew. I knew it. Because I went to some of them and couldn't operate in them. And I love Jesus and I hate Satan. These are spots in your love feast. They spots, talking about their church. While they feast with you without fear now, serving only themselves though. They feast with you without fear, serving only themselves. They don't recognize God watching and know their heart, know their thoughts and everything. They are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, boom, twice dead, pulled up by the roots, but ain't no hope for them mugs right there. Raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame, wandering stars, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Yeah, they left their created position. They wandered off. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints. The Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints and thousands of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. So he coming with his saints to execute judgment on everybody, to convict everybody who are ungodly. That right? That's why Satan be talking about, don't judge me, and you go for it, because that's that good Christian stuff. Me, but I'm going to let God come on through me, because it just said right here, behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints, not his angels, but 10,000 of his saints, that's us, to execute. He come in to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly. That's why you don't stop giving the truth just because it hurt their feelings. And you give this truth. I'd rather have people mad than have God mad. Burnt them. Verse 16 says, these are grumblers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. And they mouth great swelling words. They flatter people to gain advantage. They make people feel good just to get advantage. I told you, watch them brown noses. Don't go for it. If they start coming around you with that flatter, you need to be like, hey, hold on, Kyle. I ain't nobody. What you kissing up to me for, huh? Cause it. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what's going to get us through. Yeah, we got the upper hand. He letting us know what to do, right? You, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life, and on some have compassion, making a distinction. On some now, make a distinction. On some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Some urgent, you got to snatch them out, right? You got to go hard on some. You got to be compassionate on some, but you got to make a distinction. How do you know the difference? Be led by God. He the one that knows. Okay? Verse number 24. Now to him who is able. Yeah, him who is able. Not them who are not able, who acting like they're able. Yeah, you know, Fauci and Biden and whoever else. But we talking about God over here. He's the one who is able. Yeah, those ones I just named, they almost disabled, ain't they? They old as he. They almost disabled. That's who you going to let lead you? Not me. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now I'm going to stick with him. Now to him who is able to do what? To keep you from stumbling, keep you from falling, and to present you faultless. Yeah. Yeah, the virus, the vaccine can't present you faultless. But to him who is able to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior. To God our Savior. Yeah, God is Jesus. Jesus is God. To God our Savior. Yeah, Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel is God with us. Jesus is God with us. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, who alone is wise, who alone ain't studying them other old farts, but who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. He the one that's going to outlast. Yeah, he's everlasting. Coronavirus is not everlasting. Neither is that vaccine or them boosters. Yeah, I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. I follow Jesus. This is the Rock Meets the Christ. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We done, son. Hip Hop Bible Study. Little buddy, get at you next time. Peace.
We can't wait till it's all over. We going to a place much better. But in the meantime, we gonna hold it down.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say bye no more. Lie no more. In the street bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more. Won't have to strain no more. Won't have to walk lame no more.
Ever since the Lord saved me, I've been waiting for the day we can say it's all gravy. It's all crazy trying to see life when it's all hazy. And how can I profess to do right when I'm all lazy? Feel me? Too much pain, it all ails me. Sex, cause I can feel the effects of the fall daily. Pain in my chest is strong, let's get on. Come Lord, bring on your eschaton. End the search, start the new earth, flex your true worth. Honor your son, let him come, perfect the new birth. And we don't gotta prove that God is cool. Just knowing God is true, no more godless rule. So I'm anxious to praise the ancient of days. My brain's still amazed at how I can see the pain is a phase. Soon to be eclipsed at the sun's return. When we get what he gives and not what we earn.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddies won't say bye no more. Lie no more. In the street bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more. Won't have to push more. Won't have to strain no more. Won't have to walk lame no more. Won't have to play the game no more.
There's coming a day that'll be much better than now. No more hurts, no more work by the sweat of your brow. No more drunk drivers driving all out of control. No more facts of being stuck on the side of the road. Believe me, no more turning on the TV. Hearing kids say, for the price of coffee, you can feed me. In fact, no more anthrax in the mail. No jail, no blizzards, no twisters, no hail. It'll be the end of rain and the end of planes. Being hijacked and flown into window panes. It'll be nice, just imagine a world that'll be righteous. No more Middle East crisis. No more drugs, plus no more thugs and pimps. No more beatdowns, no more getting mugged for Tim's. No need for ramps, no need for wheelchairs. No need for weed, cause you'll feel your real hair.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddies won't say bye no more. Lie no more. In the street bullets won't fly no more. Won't feel no pain no more.
Believe me, the rock steady. He drops heavy, so stop screaming, I'm not ready. God said he's coming like a thief, can't so deep it. He'll creep it, meant to be unknown like a secret. This is what many are having beef with. God's rotisserie style, I make a brother secret. Cause he's quick, but not according to our concept of speed. Looking at man, he thought about the depth of our need. So, what this means is he's not slow, the king is waiting to bring kids into Christ for real blingers. So they can sing his praise all because they seen this. God spill his blood to show his love and his zenith. He proved he cut for them, look what he gave up for them. Paid his life since you can't pay bucks for sin. Justice and cleaned up a long suffering. Big ups to him who gave you a mean time to trust in him.
One day I won't cry no more. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddies won't say bye no more. Lie no more. In the street bullets won't fly. Can't wait for the day when people won't die no more. Daddy won't say cry no more, lie no more.
Jesus, not false gods, idols of Buddha. Worship one God, morning star, lion of Judah. All hail Hosanna, he's the rose of Sharon. Like Samson, when the spirit grows, and bring it down in sheer repose. Bible's like a magazine, Jesus, he's a centerfold. Jezebel hated, and Ahab is pitiful. Their prophets all liars, worship Baal, practice rituals, but couldn't make fire, so Elijah made it into you. Lord the incredible, Lord the invincible. Tell the principalities that Jesus, he the principle. The individual we need to pay more attention to. Bible is a script inspired more than a film or two. The New Testament of Jesus more than an interview. Up close and personal, the Holy Ghost is introduced. All those captives and bondage of sin are loose. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, y'all, stay, y'all, stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew. Come, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Cain hated to give to God who put food on his table. Till I came and gave a better sacrifice, cause I'm able. Tried to put me in a bottle home, then give me a label. You can keep your title long, I'm too big for your cradle. Spiritually old enough to fix your baby's formula. I'm in dungeons with dragons, witches and sorcerers. An instrumental, praise God, use me in his orchestra. Symphony's amazing and my life is an opera. I was a nobody till Jesus came and made me popular. Was too far to see God, Jesus gave me binocular. Doctor, he ain't out of the woods yet, don't fret, no sweat. Jesus got healing on deck. We in dimensions of the spirit while you war against the flesh. In the sin and spirit, you're sure that Jesus is the best. Now your life is mapped out. Jesus GPS, now approaching. Make the link flesh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they stay in the heat.
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them.
I am the Lord thy God, which set you free. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ayo, 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 ayo. I am the Lord thy God, which set you free. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Ayo, 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 ayo. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh Lord, I love to sing your song all day, all day, all day. And when it seems like all hope is gone, pray, all pray, all pray. Don't give up, cause they done did you wrong. Stay, all stay, all stay. We're sent by God, they say in the Hebrew tongue. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. Got my oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.